This is an MUT Radio podcast.
You are in Hlehla manje nesikhathi. Yeah, and we are on that hour where we say hashtag Ibileqongeni, hashtag the stage is yours. And we have our special guest in studio. Let me just tell you what to buy, because genuine, all the way from Joburg. Put a sponsor, I'm coming and I'll drive in Zofika lapha, because I thought it was going to be telephonic, but what you know, I'm coming. So thank you so much. As sikhuluma ngaye ke u Siki Joanne. If ufuna ukwazi u Siki Joanne ukuthi ubani, it's Sikelelwa Joanne Qwazi, is a 30-year-old woman popularly known as Siki Joanne, a multi-talented artist born and raised at KwaZakhele Township in Port Elizabeth, South Africa, who started performing when she was only 6 years old. Siki Joanne is known as the African Queen from The Voice South Africa, where she sang Ungqongqothwane, also known as the Click Song, by Miriam Makeba. Siki Joanne. There she goes. Siki Joanne videos went viral and her life changed ever since receiving love from across the globe. She is a Rhodes University Bachelor of Arts degree graduate, where she studied music and drama. She also graduated from the Duma Ndlovu Academy, where she enhanced her knowledge in theater studies. Siki Joanne is currently the head of music and cultural at Curio Waterfall, theater study. Aibo. What's happening?
I think recently you want to say that I was on Miss South Africa and I sang the New Zealand national anthem during the Springboks game when they were playing together. And I'm on tour as well. I think that's what she wanted to say.
Yeah, boy. There she goes. Gagos Mhlebe, because she knows exactly her bio. So I would like to believe that. Ipa yuzenzele. When we palelai.
Mpela ngifundile mina.
You know what's interesting is we just came from an interview where we were introducing PR and artist management. That's the segment that now we're going to have on this show.
Oh, that's
because
amazing.
We just felt like the need of teaching people these skills, you know, and also to understand, you know, what is PR and also, and what I like about you is that on your page, your page is so clean.
Thank you so much. Yazi ngiyasebenza kule page leya. Nangona abantu bengafuna ulike sometimes. Cani like the page yam tokhona. Ndiyabulela, thank you.
Yeah. So tell us where it started at the age of 6.
Yes.
How did you like, how was the feeling? Like, what did you do at the age of 6? I want to know.
Okay, so when I was 6 years old, I used to be one of those kids who perform on the streets, okay, barefooted and breast out and using ama baguette as drums, wow. You know, and sikhuluma ingoma zesintu, sixhenze, sigide ngesiZulu. So that's when my love for music and just for performing in general began, because I realized that every time I'm performing with the little ones, my mates, I was always the one who was shining or the one who was looked at. And then yakhula le nto ndabona ukuthi mani, I have a special talent, you know. Yeah, so that's why they say that I started at 6 years old performing, and I found myself performing at big stages, entering competitions after that. But at the streets, when I was 6 years old, that's where it started.
And the parents, what the parents were saying then?
My mom and dad have always been so supportive. I've been very fortunate about it. They supported me, because even as a high school, Ndafunde Cowan High School, where I took music as a subject on grade 8. At grade 10, yeah. Grade 10, that's where you choose your subjects. So I said, ngicela ninseke isikolo that I can study music. I remember we were looking for a school, and Cowan High School was the only public school that we could afford in the township that offered music as a subject.
Wow.
So they've always been supportive of my journey, and then Kendambandai University. And they just allowed me, you know, to study whatever I wanted to study, because Geekaya, there's no one else who has a degree. Thank you. So my mom just wanted me to get some education. What no funda.
Wow. So in school, were you part of what is it called now? It used to be called Tirisano competition. Estate for a competition.
Oh,
choral music, classic.
Yes. You know, we didn't have Estate Fort in my school, but there was another choral one, okay? And we entered it. I won so many of those ones, actually. I won as a soloist. I remember singing, "How beautiful are the feet." I won using that Handel song, you know?
I want to stop you right there.
No, om your babi no kar om mi pek. Disugala.
No, I want you to stop right there.
What do you want me to do
and
now?
And then start again. The song that you said.
Which one? Omnia Papino?
No, the other one.
Okay, I hope I remember the lyrics.
Yeah.
How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace. How beautiful are the feet. How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace.
There you go, from Ungqongqothwane to classical music. And now she's going to play a song live on guitar.
Yes.
What's the name of the song that you could start
with? So, nge click song, Ungqongqothwane.
Ah.
Because that's the song that people know me of. And then I'll give you two of my original, or maybe one of my originals.
Mm-hmm.
These are the songs that I'll be singing at my show, which will be happening this coming Tuesday at UKZN Jazz Center.
Wow.
Tickets are available on web tickets, and I'm just going to give you a taste right now.
Ah, thank you so much. Okay, give us that song.
La makaba kabimbal, akata makukata kweke shozingo. Ikriha
Wow. I'm out of words. I'm out of words. If voice and I come up, like tell us, like, do
it come guess a swing, okay? Hello, if that's what you're asking. But people always ask me if, do I come from a family of musicians?
Yeah.
If that was your question. Unfortunately, I don't come from a family of musicians. I always consider myself as the chosen one in my family. My mom can sing. My dad can't sing to save his life. But my mom can sing. You know, she sings at church. Mm. But for like, I'm the first one to make this music thing as a career. So, I'm just so blessed.
Wow.
Thank you.
Thank you for blessing us again. Take us to another song.
Okay. Yeah. I'll sing this one. This one is one of my compositions. And this is the only song I will sing for you. It's called Bekezela. Mm. It's a song that I wrote while I was struggling, while I was a student. You know, I come from a very disadvantaged background, and it was so hard for me fitting a university, seeing all these rich kids, abanye bane moto at first year, you know, and I was struggling to have a toothpaste, struggling to have Eva Selena and stuff like that, you know. Yeah. So I wrote this song in making myself better. The lyrics go like this: Bekezela nyamezela noma kunzima uzophumelela, meaning that whatever that is going through in your life, just hang on there. Everything is going to be all right. So if there's a student out there who's listening who feels that they relate to my story, mndasekhaya ungayiki ungalahli themba, this song is for you. I'm going to try not to cry.
Bekezela, nyamezela, noma kunzima uzophumelela. Bekezela, nyamezela, noma kunzima uzophumelela. Yebo, kunzima. Gamanya maxesha kodwa siwasivuka nazo ezo zinto ubomi bunjalo njalo ukuba uthetha ngentsokolo mna ndiyayazi kondithi bekezela nyamezela bekezela nyamezela noma kunzima uzophumelela bekezela nyamezela no magusima uzophumelela gamanya maxesha uzowa kodwa kufuneka uphakame uphinde usivuthulule ubomi bu njalo 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 ubomi bu njalo ukuba uthetha ngentsokolo mna ndiyayazi ngoba umama ngunontsokolo utata yena ngunontsokolo bazale unontsokolo sizophume Mbengi ubekezela nawe tata qinisela bo webuti ndiyakucenga bekezela bekezela nyamezela
I'm speechless. like, there's no word to explain this, you know. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I have days where I don't want to sing the song because, you know, impilo inamahlendenyuka.
Yeah.
Sometimes we're good in life and sometimes we're not good. Sometimes we have money, sometimes we don't have money, you know. Even the rich people will tell you that they have days where they don't have money. And I have days as well where I don't want to sing the song because anfuna ukubekezela. But there's something about trusting the process and knowing that everything is going to be all right. So I know sometimes it hits hard.
Yeah, ne. And speaking of that, ukubekezela, tell us, how was the experience with The Voice?
Your experience with The Voice was the most amazing experience I have ever had in my life as a musician.
Mm.
I would do it over and over again, given the chance. And I would advise anyone to enter into a competition because it is not only about your professional development, but your brand development as well. And just self-development, because industry too, as musicians, is very tough, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It needs you to be strong mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and actually strong. Just you must be strong. So that show made me so strong. It has introduced me to so many people. I worked with the likes of Ricky Rick. I worked with Lira, Francois, who is an Afrikaans singer, and Rihanna Nail, who's also an Afrikaans singer. So I never thought, you know, I'd be in such spaces. It has opened doors for me in corporate. I do a lot of corporate events,
wow.
You know, and kumnandi kwa corporate because kuyabhadala. You know, so it was such a beautiful experience. People ask me, how do you do it? How do you always look nice? You know, looking so African, embracing your brand. I think that show actually reminded me of who I was as an African, you know, because it's a pop show. But I came there, I sang the Click song, you know, it's an African song. And it was a shock to many ears. The way I looked as well, it was different from the other contestants. And I carried that throughout until the finals. So it was such a beautiful experience.
Wow. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You wasabenza up until the finals.
Yes, I did. Mm. I did. Yeah.
Speaking of big stages and performing with so much confidence in you, you know, tell me, how was like performing with R&B? Because what you did today, you just reminded me of the R&B, the time uqala. Remember, I said, repeat that song.
Yes, yes.
Because it, that diversity, that's the...
From classical to jazz to African music to R&B to now Portuguese music, because I went to Brazil, you know that.
Mm.
So I think this thing of me singing in different genres is just me not boxing myself as an artist, allowing my talent and expanding myself, you know, and not putting myself in a box and say that, no, I'm only going to sing one genre. If you listen carefully to the Click song, I'm mixing genres there. I'm having an African voice at its raw, you know, form. And then I'm changing into my falsetto or head voice, which is something that I was trained to do because I have a degree in music. So I'm trained to sing that way. But I do not box myself and say, just because they have made me to sing this way, I'm going to follow that. I take what works for me or what works for my voice. And same thing as songs and writing music. I just do not box myself. I want to be free. I'm a free-spirited person. As long as it makes sense in my ears and it moves me, I think it will definitely move the next person. So I'm not afraid, you know, to explore. That's the key word. I'm not afraid just to explore.
At age of 30, so much wisdom that's coming there. I want to know. Like you know, we grew up in townships, so there's always a thing when you know so much, or when you try and express yourself, and people will say, "Hey, I was in some dumb time."
Ish, kuchu akum all the time.
Really,
kuchu angu noze says. I don't know. I watch videos of you know of people. I liked Umamu Usbongile Kumalo. You know, I watched her when she went on live stages. May her soul rest in peace. You know, I read books as well. So I don't know. I don't know. I sorry that I have so much knowledge.
Yeah, they must just accept and embrace.
True.
Yeah, so we are here in KZN and you'll be performing very soon.
Yes.
Tell us more about that trip. Yes.
So firstly, I'd like to tell people to go and stream my music. I released an album on the 1st of December 2023. I did it independently. So I'd really appreciate if you could go and search Siki Joe N at all digital music stores, Spotify, iTunes, YouTube, everywhere, and social media. Please use my songs. There's an album called Chapter 30 by Siki Joe N. I am on tour to promote this album, and my first show is going to be at UKZN Jazz Center this coming Tuesday, the 30th of July. The show will start at 5:30 in the evening. 5:30 will start the show. And I'll be singing some songs from my album, some songs that I sang on the show, The Voice of Africa, because that's what people know me of. Mm-hmm. And I'll be singing some songs, some Portuguese songs, you know, some samba and bossa nova music that I was introduced to during my previous tour when I went to Brazil. And so I'm doing the same tour. It's actually a second annual tour this year. So I'm doing Durban, I'm doing Port Elizabeth, I'm doing Cape Town, I am doing Johannesburg, and then I'll be heading to Brazil in different states of Brazil. You can follow me on social media because everything is there on my social media. I have all my tour dates. But Bantu Base Tekwin, I would really appreciate if you could come this coming Tuesday, HS Center, UKZN.
I'm sure Bazopuma, because they've heard you now, and they will just like, we want to see you.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu.
So who influenced you or inspired you in music?
I am deeply inspired by Mam Miriam Makeba. Mm-hmm. I think she was one of the greatest icons we've ever had as South Africans. You know, her music reached global stages. I resonate with her a lot. You know, she doesn't come into my dreams like Mam Busimhlongo comes to my dreams all the time. But she's such a diva. She doesn't come to my dreams. But when I'm on stage, you know, I feel resonated with her, especially with the international audience that I'm receiving because of her song that I sang, Uqongo Twane. Because she was loved, you know, globally. Mm. Now I'm also getting support, you know. That's why I have a relationship with Brazil now, because she used to travel to Brazil a lot.
Oh, wow.
So I am inspired by her. I'm inspired by Thando Swamazwayi. I'm inspired by Lira. I'm inspired by Umamu Sibongile Khumalo and so many other artists, but I'm mostly inspired by women. I don't know why.
So, Tina, guess Charlotte. Okay, so in closing, please share your contact details.
Yes.
Because you want to pay long our sharing. Oh, yeah. One,
so I am available at all social media platforms, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, no Facebook, Snapchat, zonke, guys, no YouTube, zonke. If you search my name, Siki, SikiJoeN, Siki JoeN, you will find me.
Thank you so much. Siki JoeN.
Yeah.
Then we can. I'm struggling. But yeah, pelagzoti one.
Be right.
We have to be here.
Yes.
What's.
Okay, it's in the Kulele, yes, Portuguese, because I've been saying that, you know, I am going to sing some Portuguese music in my concert. Mm. This one is about this couple who would like to meet one another, but the rain just keeps on pouring. And Shave Shuva means please stop the rain so that I can meet up with my lover.
Mm.
It goes like this. Shave Shuva, Shave Sembara, Shave Shuva, Shave Sembara, pois eu vou fazer uma prece pra Deus nosso Senhor. Pra chuva parar, de amanhã me adivinhe o amor. Que amito lindo é mais que infinito, é puro e belo e nascendo com uma flor. Por favor, chuva ruim, não mole mais, é meu amor assim. Por favor, chuva ruim, não mole mais, é meu amor assim. Chave, chuva. Chave sembará, chave chuva, chave sembará, pois eu vou fazer uma prece pra Deus nosso Senhor. Pra chuva parar, de manhã,
Zayeka up. But you see, I'm still enjoying the song.
Well, I'm giving you a snippet. You must come to my show and enjoy. And I'm not going to perform alone. I have a band with me. Not going to sit on my guitar and play only. No, I have a band with me. I'll be playing with Qaqambile Qingana on keys and playing with Kayo on Ukayo Hlophe on bass guitar and then Umzwa Bengu on drums. So it's really going to be a really, really good show. You can't miss this one.
I definitely am trying.
Tickets
my best,
are available.
Try my best to
on web tickets. Web tickets. Sambano Tank.
I'll just call Tuli to reserve my space there.
You deserve it. You
I
deserve
have
it.
I have to. Okay, Tina. So keep on going with my
thank you.
Which one do you want us to play?
Ubekezela umnandi and azizidlalezo yithu ubekezela nokhumbula.
Ubekezela nokhumbula.
Yeah.
Okay, let's qale ngokhumbula.
Yes, bavise ukhumbula.
Yes. That was Sigicho, and
this is an MUT Radio podcast.